talking love and hip hop Hollywood. Miss Nikki, baby, she came to slay. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Mama Louisiana, you mix that Negro with that Creole, make
a Texas formation.
No, this formation is right here. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio with the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood AfterBuzz TV After Show. I am in studio with my baby mamas, Char Jocel.
Hey, everybody.
Courtney Stewart.
What up?
And Stefan, we gonna
shame
episode. You were supposed to be here because she's here, Miss Nikki, baby,
the one and only.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me.
First of all, can we talk about this dripping around your neck?
It's just a little something light. It's Monday night.
Okay.
Too much for the girls.
A little white tea.
I didn't want to hurt their feelings too bad.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in studio.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Like, you know, she just wants you guys to all see her purse. You know what I mean?
You know, she gets a chair for herself, too.
Of course.
Her little cameo. Of course. She made it to Hollywood, too.
Okay, Miss Nikki, so we got a lot going on. You on Love and Hip Hop. You in this menage a trois.
Yes, girl.
You up in here with your sleigh per usual.
Right.
You working.
Oh, I'm working.
And I have to say, I love the evolution of Nikki from when we first saw you.
Me too.
Yes.
To where we are. Because, honey, I cannot. What was his name? Molly Ma.
Molly Ma.
With the leopards. with the fucking mountain lion.
We were like, why are you messing with him at all?
You know, he kind of reminds me of, what was the one for New York this season?
Cisco?
Yeah, he kind of reminded me of Cisco a little bit.
We were like, wow.
Like, they could be cousins. Come on now.
Oh, my God.
You don't see it, Nikki? You're not here for it.
I'm not here for it.
We're going to prefer the triangle.
So we're going to get into the triangle, but before, because that was kind of a juicy part.
Right.
So before we do that, we're going to ease into the episode.
Okay.
Because we saw some things. We saw, Miss, you know, we had to start the episode off, not only because you out here slaying with Beyonce, right?
Right.
We had to start because I didn't know this. Did you know Brandy is best friends, Ace Boon Coon with Beyonce?
I heard about it. I didn't know either.
I call BS, Jesse. I'm sorry. As a Destiny's Child aficionado.
And she is, y'all.
I don't know.
The only Brandy that I've ever heard, even in the midst of Beyonce, is Brandy Norwood, which is Ray J's sister.
Mm-hmm. But I did hear that Kim Kardashian watches the show.
Which makes sense. Kim shouted her out on Snapchat. She shouted Brandy out on Snapchat. Brandy with an I, not Ray J's sister.
Brandy's really close with Ray J. So, right. I mean, they probably knew each other.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Back in the day, when she was doing closets.
And whatnot. What's a celebrity that you've met wait, you watch Love and Hip Hop? That you were kind of surprised by?
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I can't even think of what talking about. I don't know. I mean, I get surprised when a lot of people, like, recognize me. Like, a lot of the girls from the Wags, I didn't think they watched Love and Hip Hop.
That's so funny.
And they were like, oh, I'm such a fan of you. And they're football boyfriends. And I was like, yeah, I know he's a fan.
Are you like, I've never seen that show.
Really?
What's that?
No, I watch it. It's interesting. A lot of my friends are on there.
Would you ever date a sports player?
Yeah, I mean, if he can deal with my life.
Ooh.
You know what? I think I'm going to go to that side of my life because I've explored it all, but I haven't really tried the athlete.
Yeah, we can't
really
have you with the rapper.
I think we're done with the music, man. I think I'm going to go to like the football, baseball side.
Like, Nikki, don't do it. It's a trap.
Why?
Don't do it. They're all trash across the board.
I could change it.
No, yeah. I
could fix them.
I'm going to say this. The difference between a producer, like a music person, and a football player.
Listen, nothing is worse than a football player, honey. I mean, a rapper or a producer, honey. The music industry is no joke.
Ooh. Those football.
I mean, at least you were with a producer who actually was putting out music. Like, he was actually working.
That's
a burn.
Because on this show, honey,
are
I'm
we
like,
doing the live feed tonight?
Girl, I don't know. Can we pull,
can we pull it up?
Because I know I can imagine what
they're
girl,
saying in the chat room.
And
we're going
to get to
right
a whole
now
bunch of that. They be messy as hell in this chat.
We got live viewers. And then, of course, you know this will go on YouTube.
All right.
Amazing.
Mm. So I want to see this. So Masika starts out. She's with Max Lux. And she's talking about she wants to get back to work.
Okay. Yes.
And
her baby's a fresh 5 months old.
She said 5 weeks.
Five weeks.
And I was like, whoa.
Bounce back.
Are y'all even supposed to be out of the house yet?
Right.
Get it, girl.
Soon. Afterbirth.
She got work, man.
But my thing was, when we were first introduced to Masika, what was her job?
I thought she was a model. Didn't she model for your, like, billboard or something?
I did hear that. She was a model because, you know, she did some magazines and stuff, but I mean, I only am concerned about my job. I don't know about anybody's job.
Okay.
No, well, I mean, I don't know. She could, I mean, I know she put out music and stuff, but I really don't know. Like, you know, maybe she does a lot of things.
But we were introduced to her as a
singer. As the Billboard girl, because your parents own some clubs.
And she was trying to
model. My skin does look fake. It's so pretty. I'm sorry.
Girl, don't pay them no mind.
Sorry. Okay.
Nikki actually looks fabulous. I've run into you a few times in West Hollywood. This is our first time having a real conversation aside from, hi, Nikki, you know.
Thank you.
Girl, but don't reread me.
I was about to say, don't do that.
Don't do that. Let's just keep the conversation
moving. All right, so now let's keep
it going. But that's what we were introduced to her.
So she wants to cut some more tracks. Okay. Max is like, I'm down to do it. And I'm over here looking at Max like, Max, get Mona out of your ear. Oh, you know this is going to cost
you. You know that you're going to get your ass beat by Brandy. You know his wife is not playing that.
What was your first viewpoint with Brandy? When did you first meet Brandy?
I've known Brandy since I was young. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've known her for
a long time. Always been this turned out?
Oh, yeah, she's always been this crazy. She knows.
You know who she reminds me of? And I was telling Jesse this when we were dissecting the episode. Think back to when we were first introduced to Doug and Jackie Christie from basketball. You know how Jackie's kind of...
She gives me a little...
But Jackie is so funny. Like, if it wasn't for Jackie, I would not...
I would never watch
her. She's just so funny.
Jackie is my girl.
You never know what you're going to get from Jackie. I'm going to send her some lingerie for her.
She would love that. She would really love that.
Girl, you can have Jackie on Insta story.
Tearing it up.
Put her lip gloss on, like, Miss Nikki.
With all her cleavage out. But no, Brandy really does remind me of just with the interaction with her and Max.
Young Jackie Christie.
All right, so we see Brandy working at her clothing store, and she's making her coins, working hard for that money, gonna prove Max wrong.
Right.
And then we see Masika up in the studio with Max, and I'm like getting season two flashbacks to when Brandy popped up. Wasn't that with you?
Yeah.
She did that drive by.
Where were you this time?
Kicked the girls.
Hey, I don't know. Probably working.
To make money.
Wait, was this when all the girls were in the studio and she busted through?
Yes.
That was season two.
All right,
so then she said she wrote this song while she was pregnant with the baby. We hear a little of it. Moving on.
Cute. Mm-hmm. Aw, Jesse.
It was interesting.
It was cute.
Brandy pops up and she starts arguing with Max. And the best part of this scene is the two of them arguing, then Masika in the back trying to, like, you guys, they don't know you're here. At that point, that is a stage left. You leave, girl. Right. This is drama. I understand she probably paid for the studio session,
probably.
Too. Or no.
That's my thing. You're talking about at the end, right?
Yeah,
that's my thing. You can't bust up in a studio session that I paid for and talk about you shutting it down. Mm-hmm. Are you crazy? Have you lost your mind? Maybe. That's how we do things.
Right. This is Brandy.
That's how
Brandy don't care
things.
How you do
things. Well, you know what? LAPD cares. LAPD cares. I would have been like, Siri.
Oh.
Now, can we talk a little bit about some gossip and rumors? Because, so now, all of a sudden, Brandy out here talking about, well, Masika, you was out here fucking for tracks from my homegirl. My homegirl showed me the text message. Masika was like, I can show you them, honey.
Oh,
and Brandy zippered up real quick. Because you didn't see the text message, girl.
You did.
It's like an extra little third leg you just threw up there. But that's fine.
By the way, I don't believe Brandy's side of the story. I really do believe Masika's.
You believe Masika?
Yeah, it's more believable to me. For some reason, I just get that from her. Like, I could see a guy like, yeah, I could hook you up with these tracks. But I could also see a girl do it. But I don't see Masika being like, oh, let me bust it open.
So do you think Tia Marie did first season? When that whole, like, drama...
Well, you know, I feel like with Tierra in particular...
That already answered the question.
I feel like in particular because Tierra, what once was at a certain level, remember her and Rihanna were neck and neck, summer 05.
Bitch, I remember Tierra Marie, and Rihanna, and what's her, A. Marie, walking down doing the Destiny's Child...
the Destiny's Child tribute.
Yeah.
But no, 2005, Tierra Marie was Princess of the Rock. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z had named her that.
Yes.
And then the little girl from the Caribbean came and snatched that cap, and we don't know what happened with Tierra Marie. But I can't say that I believe that she was doing things for tracks.
I don't know, especially not with young Bird.
Not with
Anyways, so Brandy drops $15,000 and is like, here, it ain't the money, but I'm working. I appreciate that she went in and was like, look, here's what I'm doing. And I definitely believe Brandy be putting in the overtime and hours.
Right.
Yes. To make that work.
To make it work.
And then it ends with Max saying he doesn't respect her working hard for it. He said, you lied to me, you broke my trust, and he walked out.
It was kind of heartbreaking, yo.
So you were at the event. Because yeah. The original. So what's your kind of take on this situation? I mean, here it is, a married couple.
Right.
And
mm-hmm. I mean, I think when you're married, you have a different, you have vows and you have a bond. So I feel like, you know, in... If you have issues with money, if there's things you want to do business-wise with your partner, and you should be able to openly communicate and discuss it. And, you know, like, taking money behind one's back, it's just kind of a little, even if it's, like, $100, mm-hmm, it just seems a little shady, you know?
She could have been a little open, especially to have him come to the event.
Yeah.
and it's like, everybody knows.
And now you're jumping on the hood of cars.
Oh,
oh girl.
By the way, I took a Twitter poll. You know, I'm the queen of a Twitter poll, and, 82% say their team Masika, 18 is Brandy. When I asked, you know, who do you think is right or wrong in that story?
She got out of pocket,
I'm team Masika,
man.
Too, so make that 83%.
Brandy was all the way out of pocket.
Are you excited for this Princess Ray J wedding?
I wasn't invited to the wedding.
What?
Were anyone else from the cast?
I think almost everyone else was invited.
Oh. What's the bad story?
You know, I think people feel some type of way when, you know, if I'm somewhere in my presence, you know, and maybe they feel like if I was there, their wedding wouldn't go on.
Ooh!
I mean, I'm not being rude. It's just the logistics. We never had a problem, so I'm just calculating in my mind what is the issue, you know what I'm saying? And it just doesn't make sense to me. So unless you have some personal insecurities of your own, because people who weren't even that close to her were there, and you know, and him as well. So, you know, just did seem a little odd to me that other cast members were there when I actually had some type of a relationship. It could be my, you know, it could be either that, or you know, whether it's insecurities or you feel some type of way. It's not nothing enough that I care enough to really have a problem with you about. I just noticed it because I'm not stupid. Or it could be my friendship with Tierra Marie. You know what I'm saying? It just could be a couple of factors. But
was she there?
No.
Okay. I mean, that would be crazy.
That would have been the coup de grace. If Tierra was there and you were, then I'd really have to do some digging. I'd have to call up Princess.
Do you get that a lot, though? Like, as far as, like, I mean, you just hit something kind of there. Like, the pretty girl insecurity. Like, I see it with a lot of my female friends.
I just, you know, she's a beautiful girl. It's not any...
Not even her, period. Just
you know, I feel
LA.
Like at some point, like, you know, it's like if you're getting married, like whatever, you know, issues you should have with your partner, whether it's her or anybody else, it should be gone at that point, you know?
Do you deal with that, though? Like, looking the way that you look? Like, I mean,
feel like
girls...
a lot of people could feel some type of way if they bring
you
me
You have
along.
A commanding presence.
You know?
You're so put together.
Thank you.
The makeup's
but
flawless,
one thing you have to understand...
Dipped.
Thank you, babe. But, you know, one thing about me is, you know, I'm not a woman or man stealer. So, you know, that's my... character. So if you don't know that, then you don't need to be around me.
And you've never given us a reason to think that either on the show.
No, you don't.
Unlike some other,
you don't appear as malicious. Like I'm
not
coming.
At all.
I'm coming to wreck that home, girl.
Well, I'm just gonna say this. I mean, it could be that because at the end of the day, I mean, really, like where I have this like line where I don't really know how to feel about Princess because. Energy-wise, she doesn't... Like, character-wise on the show, it's just kind of like she's Ray J's girl.
It's sad.
No shade.
I mean, you know what? I really did really like Princess. You know, she was there when my brother had his funeral last year. May he rest in peace. So, you know, I had a bond with her, and I felt like we were friends. Like, only her and maybe Aunt Tierra showed up to that. So that really meant something to me. You know, and for me to feel like, wow, like, we were close. You even showed up to my brother's passing.
Right.
Like, you know, what really transpired in that time that you felt like I couldn't even be around you to bless you on your, you know, your celebration. So I'm just thinking in my own mind, you know, what it could be. And there's only a couple factors. You know, there's two things. Either she truly dislikes me for whatever so could be, you know, because, you know, maybe she thought her man could have thought I was attractive before, or maybe because I'm friends
maybe
with Tierra.
Maybe something was said
you
in
know
the
what I'm
bedroom.
Saying? By three certain things, you know, but
like you should
like
get
I
an
said,
ass
you know,
like Nikki, baby.
It's anybody's whatever personal things you feel, you know?
I'm saying, you know, sometimes things like that happen. I said maybe something was said behind the privacy of their boudoir when he maybe referenced something about Nikki physically. And
like maybe she said, you should put that new by Nikki on.
And she was like, oh, no, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, he clearly stated his enchantment
when they were working out
at
Venice Beach or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
He said, well, you're working with a lot of assets.
You're working with a lot of assets, girl.
I agree.
And he said, I'm engaged.
And he said that you have a very big heart. And he said, said, you got big other things too. And right. then he said, but I'm engaged, so let me be quiet. So yeah. that, well, you if know he's what? Comfortable saying that to us through the TV, y'all, you don't know what's at the kitchen table.
And then congratulations to the two of them. Yes. I wish you nothing but the best. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't invited, but it is what's like her.
It's all good. So it's kind of hard for me to talk about this next thing because everyone on Twitter, once I brought the Scooty bike thing up, was like, why are you talking about that? That was failed months ago. Oh. So Ray J apparently built this bike by Raytronics, and it's called the Scooty bike. He's doing a photo shoot there. Princess shows up, and she basically is crying to him, saying, I want to be a priority. Now, I already went on a rant on Wags after show. Ladies, if you are planning to get married and you feel that you are not a priority, then maybe marriage is not the thing, the way, or a decision that we should make with him. In the moment. At maybe we should test out other situations
they
and things like this.
Nikki's situations. Doing.
Yeah.
She wanted help in particular with the wedding planning because she was meeting up with Diva Diane and Willie wasn't part of it.
Maybe if he's working on his business and trying to provide stuff for them and their family in the wedding, I guess it could be different under circumstances, you know?
Okay, because I looked at
it. Why are you crying about it? Get your friend to come help you with the wedding. If he don't care,
then what if you don't have any friends? Oh. I'm just saying, then what do you do?
You got a cousin?
Okay.
A family, like Brandy. Where's Brandy? Brandy's in London on tour.
No, Brandy's on social media throwing shade at Monica.
And Mama Sonya.
All saw that.
It's so gone, challenge. All right. So poor Princess. Then at the end, she's at that poor cake tasting thing, and
that was depressing.
What was depressing was when Diane read her. I thought Ayanla was going to pop out. She's like, "Do you know that your relationship with your father dictates your relationship with Ray J?"
And she was like, "What?"
Ayanla would have destroyed
her. I never thought about that. Yeah.
Ayanla would have destroyed
I would love her. For the reunion to be hosted by Ayanla. You know,
I would lose respect for her.
I mean, I would too. Ayanla, but. How would you feel about that?
Hey, I'm here for it.
I would be too.
She's like, all them people need
therapy.
Well,
because Ayanla would... Oh, yeah, she would have because of your love triangle.
Which we're going to get to that in 1 second. But we have to finish this triangle because Willie and Shonda...
Oh, Lord.
You know what? He pissed me off.
I'm tired.
I got to tell you why. He pissed me off because he sat right there, looked his wife legitimately in the face, and said, I got your note, because you know she left a note in the hallway. I got your note, and you said that you want to, like, give up on your or put your marriage on pause or whatever. He said, step out on the something.
Yeah. How
step back from your marriage. And I'm like,
that's what she said. That was her wording.
Okay, but I wouldn't be stepping back from the marriage if you weren't stepping out on it. So how dare you look me in my face in good faith and critique my letter that I left in the hallway.
I agree. I mean, I just look, first of all, and then don't sit up here and lie and act like, yeah, you know what? I did that one time. I did sleep.
You know what, though? I really am team Shonda and Willie, you know? And I feel like it's unfortunate, like, when you have kids and everything. So I really hope that they can make their marriage work.
Me too.
It's been in there for a long time.
I know, but
I do know her relationship's definitely. I'm glad she's stepping into her own. She's focusing on her music, so I love Shonda.
I like her voice. Do you think she can sing Nicki?
Yeah, I do. She has a strong voice. I just love Shonda. You know, since day one, she's never been shady towards me. So I really do.
Well, you guys don't film a lot together, do you?
I mean, not that much, but we text and we talk, and you know, I mean, I'm not. I don't really have time. I only talk to my immediate. But you know, I definitely like Shonda a lot.
What has filming this show like been for you? Like in the day to day of Nikki, and then obviously you had your life before this started. Then all of a sudden you step into reality TV, the lights on you. What has that been like?
I mean,
the ups and the downs.
Well, you know, I've never been a model. I've never done anything, put myself in front of the camera. So it was like I dove in head first. So it was really like stressful for me. I didn't know how to adjust to the fame, like the comments and the haters and just the rude things people say. Like it really tore me apart the first season.
To do it?
You know, I really kind of like my boyfriend, Molly Mall, was on there at the time. And I didn't even like, I just literally filmed like a little teaser with him. I didn't even know. And then, you know, he ended up being on the show. It just like
and
happened
Mona
overnight.
And was doing the Birdman hand rub while you were filming it. How do you deal with online haters, though?
Like, to be honest with you, I don't look at it anymore. I don't delete it. You know, I think God gave us all a mouth and we're all entitled to an opinion. So if you feel like I'm ugly, you hate me, this and that, whatever it is you feel... You know what? It's your opinion. And I cannot let it drive me.
Yeah. I have to be honest.
I have three
businesses.
I have things I'm doing. I just cannot let it consume me.
How did you get to the point where you were able to not allow it to consume.
Just growing as a person, I feel like sometimes I feel like if I write back to the negativity, it's going to bring me down just mm-hmm. at the same level mm-hmm. as you. If I'm just that bitch on that the other side true. Of the internet that's arguing with you all day, what do I have to do? I have too much money I make, and I can't be sitting here arguing with you.
You other celebrities out there listening, because I look at the Shade Room posts, and some of y'all be going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But yeah, I always wanted to ask you that because I've noticed that you in particular get what I deem is an unnecessary amount of it, because you're not even like villainous on the show.
No, exactly. Like, so, I could do a lot of shady stuff, but I don't. I mean, my own money, I have my own career, my own.
You have a degree.
I have a degree. I have my own, you know, I have a great family. I have my own, whatever, you know, I don't steal people's men or whatever it is. You know that?
Right.
I don't do that stuff. Like, so I don't understand.
How does your family feel about you being on the show?
My family supports me whatever I do. Okay, they're very supportive of me.
But after that first season where you're, you know, mom was involved.
Yeah, it's all coming back.
Was
now.
There ever a point where she was like, "Girl, we gotta pull out of this," or like,
"No"? She just says, you know,
make
like,
sure you're good.
Just, you know, make sure you don't act too crazy. Like, you, my mom knows that there's a life later down the line with kids and marriage and you know all that. And she just wants me to keep my head on straight. She doesn't want this stuff, like any, not just Love and Hip Hop and VH1. She just doesn't want, like, she's thankful for the platform it's given me, but she knows that outside of this, later down the line, there's a life after this, you know, and she's a wife and she has kids and, you know, she's a businesswoman. So she sees things a little different than I do. Mm.
Okay. A lot of people don't realize, in my opinion, that there is a life after this.
Yeah.
One day it will be no more.
Right, yeah.
Then what do you do?
All right. So the boys are all at the beach. We see Willie working that muscle with Safari, as they say, they're getting their swole on.
oh, my God.
You know, the boys always got to have their little girl talk. And they reported that TMZ saw Safari and Miss Nikki caught out with a bunch of roses while he was eating some dinner. Ray J tells Safari that he should be not with just Nikki. He should be with Nikki and Rosa. And he said, here's what you should do. Now, how would you have reacted
to this? I hated
that
conversation.
He said, what you need to do is walk up with a magazine with Rosa on the cover of it.
And
put it down in front of you. No, he said, slam it down in front of Miss Nikki and say, I want it all.
I want it
I would have laughed in his face.
Like, how corny.
And whatever. That's like,
disrespectful.
You're taking advice from Ray J.
Exactly.
No, I mean, come on. That's so lame.
What do you think men's obsession with, in particular, like femme lesbian sex is? Like, what do you think that fascination is like birthed out
pussy?
Of? Like, I mean, but you know,
what's better than one pussy?
Right.
So,
I mean, there are girls who have dick obsessions,
but
and they're not interested
that's
in
the name. Girls
and turning on Sean.
But see, then it becomes too gay for girls. Like, then the masculinity is like, wait, I don't want you two sucking each other's dick, and I'm just sitting here like, pussy. Like,
I don't know. You know, men, a lot of men are not, you know, not all of them, but a lot of them
are misogynistic and problematic.
They like more than one partner. So, you know, what's if they could have them both at the same time and not feel like anything is wrong?
I think D-Ray Davis has that situation where he has two girlfriends and they're like cool with it. He like gets his dabs from like all like, you know, the little Duvalls and Charlemagne's
of the world. That's a Lifetime show, so there he goes. So. So, okay, this whole situation with Rosa, then, so here's my thing with you, Nikki, like, I always go through this thing of, like, how much of this stuff is set up, because I honestly, genuinely cannot imagine you eating vagina. Like, I just don't see it. I don't. I do not. I believe you are all woman loving the dick. Like, I just can't. I can't.
Well, Jesse,
and Rose is everything.
This is a Nikki fact.
Don't get it twisted.
I have actually came from more women than men. So,
really?
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine because a woman knows a woman.
So, yeah, I think women know women's bodies. And I feel like, you know, when I have sex with a man, I feel like I'm just doing it for him. Like, I never come from sex.
Really?
You know what?
No.
So many women say that.
Sorry
though.
To the men I've lied to.
Oh. So many women say that, though. They say that because
talk,
men don't know women's bodies. A lot of the times, it feels like you're using her body, my body,
know.
Her
I just
body
feel
to
like,
masturbate.
I think, like, when I'm naked, I'm like a playground. And I feel like these guys just get so
they're
excited. And it's just like, hello, what about me, you know? And so, I don't know, I just really have a lot more fun with a woman.
Mm-hmm. So
really
you're
do.
About, like, the connection, the mental
that.
Connection, the sensual.
Yeah, like, it's just
the
fun. I feel, like, more free with girls. Like, I feel like guys, they're just so, like, controlling of me. Mm-hmm. And, like, girls understand me more. We've been through heartbreak. I just have so much more fun. I don't know.
So okay. With Safari, like, what was it about him that drove you to be, like,
please explain.
Okay.
Like,
Friday.
To be, like, Okay. Because there had to have been some sort of like a little pushback, like, this is Nicki Minaj's man. Like there's rumors about him. Like, what was your, like, what was it about him that made you be like, you know what, I'll entertain this and see what it's about?
Okay, so, like, me and Safari, when we met, he was always, like, really, like, interested in my career. Like, what are you doing? How is Nude by Nicki? How is your Slay Per Usual line? Like, just always, like, really, like, interested and stuff. And it just made me feel, like, important. Like, I never had a guy who was so supportive of me, very loyal. Like, whenever I was around Safari, like, the phone was not, like, existent. Like, I felt like, you know, it's like, he was just, like all about me. And it was, like, I didn't feel like he had, like, when he'd, like, leave, like, oh, he's going to go see this girl and that. I never got that from him. Mm-hmm. The other guys I talked to were such players and, like, dogs. So, you know, it was just good to have something different in my life.
Okay. So now when
so
you say that.
So he seemed more sincere.
He did. Okay. Yeah. And which is interesting, too, because then when he walked up, you specifically said to him, when he said, I want both of you, yeah, you were like, you're not even that type guy. Of guy.
No, he's not. Because, like, Safari's not, like, you know.
Stop, I love that.
He's not a guy into, like, threesomes. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, girls, hate to burst your bubble. He's not that kind of guy. He's a one woman's man, which he's he's very vocal about. Yeah. So for him to, like, bombard me and say that, I'm like, I'm talking to, you know, about him. I speak highly of him, and I have his back all the time because I know what comes with him, the rumors, and what people think of him. And so for you to walk in here and me having your back so much and make yourself, like, me make you seem like this high, loyal, supportive man, and you just, like, walk in like you this guy who wants to fuck me and this girl, it just kind of demeaned all the words I just said about you, you know?
Yeah, even the way he was looking at Rosa, too, like, it was like this update. It was almost like it was me, like that. But I feel like he did that because he likes you, so he wanted to intimidate her in that way.
I think so, too.
He just, you know, he doesn't do it for me. He's cute. I've seen him in person a few times, and I like his little red car. I don't know the name of it, though. It's one of those cars that sits low.
You ask him, you tell him the wrong person.
With no doors and stuff.
I don't know. You asking the wrong person, too.
But I just, you know, overall, I'm not impressed. But I do want to piggyback off of what Nicki said, because we never really did hear Scandal. When he was with Onika, he was a one-woman man.
He's really open about that.
Yeah. Which I do want to notice that you aren't wearing a bracelet.
No.
Well, she is wearing some.
She's wearing bracelets. You iced out, but I'm saying you wasn't wearing, you know what I mean? The little Mowgli bracelet.
No handball.
Little Jungle Book bracelet.
So where is that right now with Safari? Like, y'all cool?
We're friends.
And how's it with Rosa?
I just saw her.
You saw her? Y'all cool, though?
Like, literally, like, 10 minutes ago.
That's why she was late.
Is that where you were running behind the schedule?
Looking for parking.
Rosa, big girl, come on.
Rosa, in the car.
We need you next week.
We're all, you know, friends.
Your publicist is like, she's running, you know, she'll be here in 10 minutes. But it's okay. It's all good, Nicki.
That's why she's glowing.
No, you guys, we're friends, you know. Yeah. I'm just... I'm in a different space right now.
Made you want to jump into this year specifically? Like, I'm not tying myself down. I'm going to play the field. And how did you... Because obviously you want to be, you know what I mean, a one-person show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how did you come to terms with being like, you know what? I'm going to flip the script.
You know, it wasn't even that I was trying to date, like, these people, two partners. Because it's really hard even dating one person, let alone two. But it was just like... I love hard. You guys saw first season how I was crazy. And now it's like, you know, okay, I'm successful. I know what I think I've grown as a person. I'm young. Mm-hmm. I'm still 26, but I've grown so much in the past 2 years, which I thank God for. Because, like, seriously.
You've been on the show in 24? 23.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was really young. So for me, I'm just kind of like, for me, it's like now at this point in my life, I'm like, you know what? I know what I bring to the table. I know how hard I work. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm smart. I know I went to school. I know I did everything that I was supposed to do as a woman. So it's like me, like, what do you bring in return? I'm not talking about financial, because I'm fine financially. I'm just saying, what do you bring mentally, like, emotionally?
Stability,
like, you know, what do you do for me now? I'm sitting here motivating you, and, you know, I motivate all the people I'm with, do this, do that, work hard, like, you know, but I don't get that in return from a lot of my partners. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like, I'm not going to sit here and dive headfirst into a relationship until I'm ready, because I know what I have to offer at this point.
And you're preaching to the choir. I feel like so many women, seriously, can relate to a lot of what you've been saying.
Yeah.
As far as even with the sex and the lack of intimacy, and how women are kind of conditioned to hold the man down and encourage the man, but it's never really reciprocated in a lot of
I don't know. It's just
instances.
Like... Yeah, I mean, you know, I just feel like I've grown, and it's like, you know, I'm not gonna rush anymore.
So with, because we also saw you in a situation with Fizz.
Yeah.
And so that situation fizzled out real quick.
He's so much
shorter
than you, isn't he?
Yeah.
Was it just too much crazy involved with his life? Like, there's a little bit of a circus attached.
You know, it's just that we met, we both kind of got out of a situation where we both kind of got cheated on. So it was like we kind of like leaned on each other a little bit. Okay. So I was thankful for that. But I feel like, you know, he was kind of, you know, he's a father and he's in a different headspace than I am. I'm single. I'm young. I'm, you know, just having fun. And, you know, my family owns nightclubs, you know, like I'm in a different space. So I'm not ready to settle down. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't want to deal with the drama that, you know, so it's very hard for somebody to deal with all that drama. I'm not in that place
again,
in my life.
Preaching to
listen, y'all.
The choir.
When, you know, so you make this decision and it's funny that once you make this decision, you then find two people who emotionally want to
fulfill
give you
different aspects.
Yeah, for sure.
And so
now why weren't you just honest? I tweeted this. I said, now if Nikki would have been honest from jump, because you know when you lie,
it's definitely worse.
You have to snowball.
What? I just feel like I felt bad telling Rosa to her face. You know, she's a girl and I was like, oh, I kind of fucked up. I felt bad to hurt her feelings. And then like, to be honest, like I'm not trying to sound rude or nothing, but I'm not in a relationship with nobody.
That's
you know what I'm saying? We all just recently met, and if you guys seen prior episodes, they were like, she had said at one point that, oh, you know, we're just figuring it out. Like, let's just have fun.
And then him too.
So it's like, why do I owe everybody all these answers and stuff? Like, let me see who I want to be with first, and then I can, like, you know, drop the other person. But I'm just getting, like, harassed, and I'm just like, oh my God, like, it's not that I was trying to lie, but it's like, we just met, like.
And we're just literally.
Are you guys telling me everything you're doing with your life? Because I bet you they would not. Nobody was telling me everything that was going on. I'm sure people were still talking.
It seemed like Safari was more so pissed because he thought he was under the impression that you all were dating exclusively.
Well, maybe
like on the road to a relationship.
Right. How long had it really been once he walked in on y'all kissing? Like, how long had you sort
and
of
perfect timing, by the way.
Okay, yes, Mona.
Honest, like 3 months.
Mm. See, it's still
90-day rule.
And they were both around the same time?
No, I knew her more longer than him. But, you know, I felt more so bad for her because we had a friendship first. So, you know, so that was my friend. So I was like, fuck, you know, I shouldn't have lied to my friend kind of thing.
And it's always tricky when you get romantically involved with someone who's a friend.
Yeah, I agree.
And Rosa seems like she's the type of girl, like, you could probably have kept it 100 with. Like, she understands
no.
the myth, really.
No.
Nikki's like, mm-mm.
Well, you know, I know Rosa, and she's not a fan of Safari, so she, even if I was like, hey, this is what it is, you know, this is what I like, she would have been like, okay, bye, have fun with him. She doesn't, she's
is
not
she a Capricorn?
No.
Yeah, what are you?
That sounds like me.
I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
Oh, Cancer is my moon sign. My best friend's a Cancer.
I feel like I'm gonna find a Cancer.
I'm into Zodiac.
All right, so now, you're hosting this party tonight, right? Mm-hmm. And Tierra's there, Rose is there, Safari pulls up, and y'all are kissing, and you open up about the situation. And Rose says this one comment where she looks at Safari and she's like, y'all ain't building a goddamn thing.
Rosa was not here
it was
for
so
it.
Funny.
It was so she was like, but hilarious. This ain't your girlfriend, though. Yes. Like, I'm confused. Help me understand. Break it down in layman's terms. Yeah. Why are you questioning her? And this ain't your girlfriend.
And I wish it was like pop-up video where like your thoughts were just like,
like you were just like, no.
Oh my God. Well, you guys, I felt cornered. And I felt bad because they were like attacking each other. And I was like, y'all, you didn't do nothing to each other.
It was
like, just be mad at me.
Yeah. Nikki, let's get you on the new Bachelorette.
For the love of Nikki, okay? Yeah. Who you think is gonna win?
For the love of Nikki,
I support that actually.
Only millionaires as candidates. Thank you.
Who wants to date this man? Okay, so we get you're upset with Safari and because he says he wants both of you guys,
right?
Which and, is ugh, I'm sorry, I mean, I'm just repulsed by that.
Are we
how dare you?
He's upset. How, he cares, and he's
how
trying to irritate
you. How dare you?
Let me have both of you.
He would have had to catch a bow. A smooth a like what? Who do you think you are?
Did you get a lot of hate from people when you did this? Like, because there's always a double standard when like a guy dates multiple girls, it's okay.
You know
okay.
what? I feel like they really were like, yes, you go, you boss bitch. You did that. Like, I felt like,
oh, so you felt a turn in the tide.
Absolutely.
Because let this have been any other, like, year, the dragging would have commenced.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Possibly. No, the cheerleading. No, for real. Because she's been with it for all these other people. And I don't think it's dope as hell that you're just like, you know what? I don't owe nobody nothing because y'all ain't nothing to me.
I should have been honest from the jump, but, you know, it wasn't my intention to be,
to be salacious. And secretive. Yeah.
So I want to get into your career stuff, but before we do, there was one comment. I just have to make this comment because it was hilarious because this is so Hollywood. So you went and met up with, well, you're hanging out with Rosa, and then the blogger Jason comes in.
Lord have mercy.
He says to you, you were upset with him because you were like, why did you leak the photo? You put this photo out and
it's
all this
mess.
Stuff.
It's comment. But she said, you know what, I understand his business, but as my friend.
But as your friend, though.
Every time
like,
I
does
think
that,
of Jason, I think like, of the
but it's
Hazel-y.
Also, is it Hazel-y. Friends? Or is it like Hollywood friends kind of a thing? Like
no, Jason is my friend. I mean, I know that he was, you know, that's part of his job or whatever, but at least ask me first. Fuck.
Yeah. You know? What did you think that one season when he tossed the water in Hazel's face?
I just met him.
Because you were there.
I had just met him, so I didn't even, like, know they had even a history. Like, I didn't know anything. Like,
but what did you think about it?
I mean, I don't want any guy to throw a drink at anyone.
I was infuriated by that.
You know? I don't even like girls to throw drinks at each other. I don't even like girls to throw drinks in each other's face. No, I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter. I literally never fight with anybody. So for me, it's just like.
And Hazel's not back this season, right?
No.
I just noticed she's not on the show this season.
She in Dubai out doing a whole bunch of stuff in Dubai, I guess. But wait, can I? Because I just totally. This just kicked me. This bitch really threw up in your face last season. Like,
yeah.
I forgot about that. I don't know how that happened.
Girl, I don't
think she made herself vomit.
I seen Poltergeist.
I was literally shocked. I really did not know how that happened.
Because she, like, made herself do it. It was like,
the
how do you command
your body?
The presence
of a Snicky
Baby. Make you gag. All right, but no, Jason made this one comment. Because he said he was basically trying to allude that you were the one that called paparazzi. So this is a thing.
Me, Katsuya with a $10 roll.
Me, Nikki.
That's how he was alluding to.
I didn't see
like,
it. So I'm asking.
Oh yeah, he said you
or Sora.
I would never call paparazzi on myself. That's a joke.
Because he said that's what they used to. You go to Katsuya, you get the
$14 roll. I go to Katsuya like at least 3 times a week. It's like 6.
The one in Woodland Hills.
No, in Hollywood. That's my spot.
I mean, I'm down at the one in Woodland
Hills. The Rock Shrimp and the California. You know, that's my
What's the lychee martini?
Okay, shout out to my friends, Crystal, and my other friend over there. I have a lot of friends. My little chef friend. Okay, you guys, that's my spot.
What's your favorite food?
Sushi.
Oh, it is sushi.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a big fish person, too.
Yeah, I love sushi. So, I would never. No, I'd never call them.
You know who's also at Katsuya multiple times a week? Huh. The Game, but the one in Woodland Hills.
Oh, he's out there.
My girl, you don't need to be going to that Katsuya. That
no, please don't. I mean, I'm upset with. That's a whole other show, though.
Yes. Okay. So. What do we got going on right now? So you're doing Nude by Nikki.
Yeah.
So it's for guys, girls.
Guys and girls. I'm dropping a plus size collection.
What's the price point?
It's like Victoria's Secret, so it could range anywhere, like a panty from like $25. Okay. I have a robe that's like $200. That's the most expensive piece I have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like Victoria's Secret. It's
and
not,
it's body
affordable.
Positive. Gabourey Sidibe could wear it and Taraji P. Henson could wear it.
I think it's just, you know, my line is for any shape, size, color to feel beautiful in. And that's why I did Nude by Nikki.
And why specifically did you want to... Because one thing I do notice with a lot of your campaign is you use a lot of diverse models, which a lot of people aren't doing. You know what I mean?
Representation
so why was
important.
That important from the start to make sure that across the board your platform represented that?
I mean, you know, I just want everybody to, you know, like I said, I want everybody to feel comfortable in my line. Like, I'm open. Mm-hmm. Any type of race, you know, size, whatever
Creed,
it is.
Color,
you know,
size.
So it's like, for me, like, it never was like, why would you choose to diverse model? I didn't even think about it. It was just something that, you know, hey, you're beautiful. Come on. You're pretty beautiful. Like, you know, I didn't even think about it.
Why did you choose lingerie?
Because so many people have commented on my body and stuff. So
which looks amazing,
thank
by
you.
The way, if I don't say so myself.
But, you know, it's just like everyone has leggings and dresses and swimwear. So I wanted to do something a little out the norm, you know? So I did lingerie.
And it's like 3 different colors, right? Like, it's like all...
Well, I'm dropping a new collection in a couple of days. That's the different colors. So
Courtney and I didn't get a preview.
It's actually, I dropped a picture on my Instagram with my ass out.
Oh, yes, there, baby.
Picture.
Bright and colorful. And then, you know, with guys, you're doing the underwear stuff.
Yeah, the briefs. I mean, they want me to come up with new stuff for guys, but I just haven't gotten that creative yet. I'm just thinking what I could do to expand for the men.
Well, in the UK, some store is making headlines for doing lingerie for men.
Like some people have been asking me to
you
do
said power bottoms.
Some of them have been asking me to really do a jock strap.
Okay. I mean, the kids would go up for that.
Yeah, because you at least you'd make it like cute.
The kids would eat that up.
Because I mean, there ain't no cute jock strap. Right?
Oh, that's guys, that's a whole other department.
I mean, I think that might be a lucrative venture.
Right. I could see that.
You know, these gay boys out here ass
they
out.
Eat it.
How
ass.
Much of the actual designing do you do? Do you work with somebody? Yeah,
everything.
Is it all you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're totally involved.
I'm completely
totally
involved.
So you're not
sketches,
one of those people
designing.
That just
snatched. No.
Did you go to school for that?
No, I didn't go to school for that. But the lace, you know, and then, I mean, whatever the fabric it is, the mesh lace, whatever it is I pick. And, you know, just everything. I mean, just seeing the process go through, the production. I mean, A to
Z. And you've gifted a few celebs, like Kylie Jenner and a few people. You've gifted them with your new
Amber Rose, a couple people. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, Amber, I love her.
Yeah. So, and then as far as going into plus size, like, what made you want to go that route? And then, what are you kind of thinking? Is it going to be the same kind of colors, same tones?
Like, moving forward, No, I'm going to have some versatility. Right now, it's like black and nude. I'm dropping a red. I'm going to drop an olive green. I'm going to drop a deep purple. You know, holiday stuff, fall colors.
Ooh.
No, not yet. I know, and a nail polish.
Does she have a what?
A lip gloss.
I know, I need to do a gloss.
Your nails, I like the color.
A nail polish. Yes. Thank you.
Because you stay glossing your lips, like that's your.
Life. I do, right.
But that's something that a lot of people do have as well. Lip gloss and eyelash lines.
Yeah, but it goes with, like, the lingerie.
But, you know, when it's
Nikki
not going to be a Nikki.
I know that's right, girl.
You know, when I put my name behind something, it's going to be done right. Trust me when I tell you guys. There's no half-ass.
I believe it, too.
There's no half-ass shit over here.
I mean,
not saying other people's work is, but I'm really gonna stand strong.
You're saying that you're not ordering in bulk from AliExpress and then stamping your name on it.
No, I'm doing it my way the whole time.
Do you see yourself moving into even more fashion or sticking with just lingerie?
I mean, I definitely am open to expanding. I want to open a new by Nikki store too in LA.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Well, you got the pop-up coming up.
Yeah, next week. I hope you're ready for that.
Looks like it's shop next week.
Girl, yeah, where Rosa comes in with, I know this girl,
show. Carter. I think you're talking about in real time.
Look at this bitch over here ready to show.
I'm like, hold on. Hope it's after Wednesday.
Do you ever get tired of doing reality TV?
I wouldn't say tired, but sometimes I feel like, you know, it is a lot of work. But I'm not tired of it. You know, I'm really appreciate for Mona and the platform and everything it's done for me and my business. And, you know, just really, you know, putting me out there, you know. So, but it is tiring sometimes, like physically tiring, you know, because it's not the only thing I do.
Right. It's hours when they need you.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And I have other things I'm doing too. So it's a lot.
But energy wise, because sometimes watching the show, I'm just like, I can't. I need
drained.
There's a lot of negativity tied into it and a lot of things that. A lot of things that wouldn't happen in this group if it wasn't on camera.
Right.
So does that ever get to you? Like,
yeah, I feel like you know, it's really unfortunate that people will just like turn up on camera when you know you really ain't got no problem. And I'm not with that phony ass shit.
We gotta be here for the ratings, though.
You know,
not just to switch
and
gears.
And you get
really
the best edit, I would say, honestly, out of everyone on this show.
Well, she's not doing anything. Yeah. She's not doing anything salacious or
something
messy.
Crazy happens. She just be like, okay.
Like, however, I would say the same about Shonda too until this season, girl.
Where can we find yourself though? Because I see a lot of people in the live chat ask. Where, like, what website and stuff?
My lingerie is nudebynikki.com, and then I have slayperusual.com is like my activewear.
Slayperusual.com and nudebynikki.com.
Yes.
Boom. And then, other than clothing ventures, what else are we working on? What are we going into 2017 with? Like, where do we see where Nikki's going to be?
Trying to open a store. Like, I really did want to do some nail polish, gloss, lashes, you know, just fun stuff like that.
Face.
We did drop a nude by we did drop a blonde bombshell collection for hair extensions with hair rest. So we collaborated with that. So it's a specific 3-color blonde with a dark root. So, you know, that it's already dropped. But moving forward, you know, just expanding. You know, I want to make money with my eyes closed, you know, which I do now. But I'm really, you know, we can go bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely go bigger. Yeah.
And then as far as being a role model, you know, what do you do, or where do you want to take that? Like, because there are a lot of girls that look up to you, and especially a lot of girls that look up to a lot of people on these reality shows. And with someone like you who's about your business, do you ever feel like I have to be that role model at times? Do you ever feel that pressure kind of?
I mean, I definitely want to be someone that, you know, I don't want to be like this dumb bimbo on TV that someone just, you know, reality star, you know, that, you know, quota that comes with that. I mean, I want to be someone that the people can look up to.
You have changed my impression of you. Not that I viewed you as a bimbo or anything, but I didn't know what to expect. Yeah. But with having conversation, I mean, tweet me if you feel the same way. Within having this conversation, I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot of people think I'm like really bougie and hard to get along with, but that's not the case.
I didn't imagine you to be as personable and as friendly.
Yeah. That's because Love and Hip Hop uses her for the glam show. So,
well, you know, and we're in a different moment than, you know, when it is on TV.
Yeah, of course.
It's a job.
Damn. All right, Miss Nikki. Well, thank you for coming
through. Thank you guys for having me.
Where can everyone follow you?
I'm Miss Nikki Baby.
Boom.
At Miss Nikki Baby. In 2Ks.
With 2 eyes. Well, 3 eyes and 2Ks.
2 eyes and 2Ks.
You can find me at everywhere at Char Says So. Tweet me. Let me know what you thought. You all know the routine.
You can find me everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Boom, we'll be back next week talking about Tierra, talking about this plea deal she got. Miss Nikki over here going at it against Rosa. So we're going to be here next week. Make sure you guys hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And please hit us up on iTunes. Hit that subscribe button. Get us to number one. Till next week, peace.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.